What kind of a hand have we been dealt as women today, and how can we best play it? It's a large question that's always lurking in the background, and since the answers aren't obvious, I find women's lives to be immediately suspenseful and interesting. Don't you? Wait a minute. Who am I? I'm Abigail L. Rosenthal, Professor of Philosophy Emerita at Brooklyn College of the City University of New York. And while my advice has always been not to take my advice, I do write a weekly blog I call Dear Abby, the Non-Advice Column. And so, dear listener, I invite you to pull up a chair at this virtual cafe table, no matter your gender, age, convictions, or style of life. What is the place of faith in a woman's life or a man's? In what should we have faith, and when is it best to withhold it? As a small child, it's been reported that I was standing on the living room table, saw my mother a few feet away, and rushed toward her off the table, unaware that faith in things unseen was contraindicated at that point. In my teens, I spent a summer at a Quaker work camp on the Cherokee Reservation in North Carolina and returned a devoted follower of Mahatma Gandhi. That lasted till one afternoon on the Île Saint-Louis in Paris, I found myself encircled by a small band of ill-wishing young Frenchmen to whom I protested, "Voulez-vous que j'appelle la police?" I have no idea why that worked, since police were nowhere in sight, but I did note that when police do answer a call for help, they generally arrive armed. Ergo, I was not a pacifist. During my pacifist years, I did, however, spend a meaningful hour walking a picket line with Ammon Hennessy of the Catholic Worker Movement. He was the lifelong companion of Dorothy Day, who is considered an urban saint, though she would have shrugged off such a title impatiently. The Catholic Worker people were pacifists, anarchists, embraced voluntary poverty, and in those days, some of them ran a round-the-clock soup kitchen and refuge on Christie Street in Lower Manhattan. One time, when they were all out of funds, Dorothy Day filled a pot of water and set it on the stove to boil. Presently, a knock was heard, and there was W.H. Auden, the poet, standing at the door with a chicken. I wanted to talk to Hennessy. He seemed to know something. He took my arm as we walked back and forth and told me how he'd talked his way out of a confrontation with a threatening adversary. He said, "I've been perfect. I've had to be." He meant he'd seen the center of the action and known how to aim at it in a situation that had heated up suddenly. I did not know if that was faith or some kind of intuitive knowledge. Whatever it was, it took courage and seemed very worth having. My grandfather once walked through a pogrom in a Russian town and was stopped on the street by some thugs. "Where are you going, Jew?" they said to him. "To the governor, to stop the pogrom," my grandfather replied. "We will shoot you," they said. "Go right ahead," he retorted, and opened his coat wide. Intuitively, they froze long enough to let him pass and then fired after him, leaving bullet holes in the long coat he wore. About that incident, I wrote that this was a case of a man wholly absorbed in his place and time, being present just where he has to be. Here the line between faith in the unseen worlds and solid conviction about who one is oneself seems not worth trying to draw. But what about God? Is there a God in the sort of action that's part faith and part knowledge? And if so, what kind of a God?
Thanks so much, dear listener. If this added value to your life, I'd be happy if you subscribed. You can find me at www.abigailrosenthal.com. I've written a book called A Good Look at Evil, and if that's not too scary for you, you can buy it on Amazon. Another book is called Confessions of a Young Philosopher, and that's forthcoming soon with illustrations.